Blink started last night, and one of the biggest, if not the biggest event, was the lighting of the Roebling Suspension Bridge. The historic span was bathed in lights that danced along to a specially composed soundtrack. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. First, let's start with a few basic facts, courtesy of the Covington-Cincinnati Suspension Bridge Committee. And here to help is WVXU's Ambrielle Crutchfield.
The John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge is named for its designer. It opened on January 1, 1867, connecting Kentucky and Ohio. It's 1,057 feet long. It's considered the first bridge of its kind. Electric lighting was installed in 1901. It was named as a National Historic Landmark in 1975.
Thank you, Ambrielle. It's also known as the Singing Bridge because of the sound tires make as they pass over the graded bridge decking. For the opening night of Blink, a team of artists made the Singing Bridge really sing. Boston-based Mazury lit up the bridge with a light show coordinated with original music. One of Mazury's principal artists, Ryan Edwards, says there were a few reference points for the team to draw from when creating the show.
You know, this is a light display in a civic setting. So one of the closest parallels is a fireworks display, but then it's also a score. There's an intention and there's like a linear quality. There are themes. There's a relevance to the bridge and to the city.
Edwards used the word score, as in soundtrack. But the Mazury team didn't use an orchestra or a band to make the music. They used the bridge itself. The Roebling was closed for much of the summer for repairs, but Mazury's Maria Finkelmeyer says she came before that happened and was able to record the sound of cars driving across. She says the closure meant she could get other sounds, too, without interruption.
If you take a mallet and you kind of scrape it across the grates as opposed to a wheel, you actually get this, like, brrrr sound. And when we can put that in our software, we can repitch that so it can be drrr, drrr, drrr. All of a sudden, you have a melody that is used by that mallet being scraped across the grate. There's these beautiful low thud sounds that Ryan found at one of the doorways. And we took big, soft mallet, and you put a microphone really close, and you get a really deep sound. And we've used that in quite a few ways to be kind of like a bass drum.
Finkelmeyer says they mixed the sound samples to produce the score. She's originally from the Cincinnati area, so she knows the bridge. Ryan Edwards is from Michigan, but was familiar with the Roebling from previous visits.
It's a different perspective to look at the bridge and look at the community and try to, you know, back up and ask, like, what does it stand for? Why are people so into it? You know, rather than growing up just being like, yeah, I love that bridge, or like, yeah, it sings. But kind of being able to ask that question and have that dialogue with Maria has been really, I think, useful to our process.
For 30 minutes, you'll experience a high-energy score followed by a 30-minute ambient composition. Finkelmeyer says there are different ways and places to witness the shows.
So there will be a viewing area on the banks on the Cincinnati side, just in front of Smail Park. So at that area, you'll be able to see the whole bridge. There will be the whole sound, and you can come, you can sit. You can sit for 30 minutes. You can stand for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then you also welcome to traverse the bridge.
A golf cart will shuttle people from one side to the other, or you can walk. The Roebling Rumble starts around dusk tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.